We're back with more Christian Talk with John Cash on The John Cash Show.
And David Allen Carmichael standing in for John Cash, interviewing today Ed White of the Great Commission Resources International. Please go to that website now while you're listening, GCRI.org, GCRI.org. For your Navy guys, Golf Charlie Romeo India.org. Ed White, before we went to the break, you said this thing that you actually liberated a village in Ghana that had a practice of paying for sins by having a man turn over his daughter to the evil Dr. Mai, or whatever his name is, who's a witch doctor, who actually was using, essentially trafficking young ladies for illicit purposes, his own illicit purposes, as a mechanism, with false mechanism, false religion, to pay for sins. And you concluded that Jesus came to pay for those sins. Those people needed to know that, and that they were set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. But I want to know the facts. Did you give the witch doctor, here's $50,000 to start your new business? You don't need to, you know, rely on this. What did you guys do specifically to solve some of these physical needs?
Well, I'm glad I have a little more time to explain that, because this venture does provoke a lot of questions. It cost about $50 a person to liberate a village, but you don't pick them off one at a time. You wait until you have enough to liberate the whole village so nobody's left behind, which amounted at that time, if I remember right, about $23,000. Of that $50, about 10% of it, a very small amount, goes to the witch doctor so he can find another profession, as I mentioned. And I believe the one at this particular village was either going to buy a sawmill or a fishing boat. The next part of it goes to a little bit for the ceremony. The ceremony is very important, because you may have in your mind, what a racket. I'll just sell these girls and get some more, and we'll just keep doing this over and over again. Well, it would be easy to conclude that, but that would be an error. In Africa, when a man, or the witch doctor particularly, when they promise to do something, it's very important that they keep their word. Saving face by keeping your word is a cultural value. And so when he agrees to give up this sacrificial system and exchange it for goats and chickens, no more girls, there's a large ceremony where, when I was there, a representative from the Department of Interior was present, and the mayor and the chief of police and anybody that is anybody comes to this ceremony. And often some of the money is used to pay transportation expenses for everybody to come and to rent tables and food and whatever. And then the rest of it goes to bring the message of Jesus to these liberated ladies. And the way that happens is, 2 or 3 days before the ceremony, the Christian pastors and counselors are given access to this shrine village. And they interview every woman and every child and ask them, since none of them have been to school, what would you like to do? Would you like to make soap? Do you want to be a vendor? Do you want to be a seamstress? And they send the girls and their children to school and keep track of them. And all the while this is going on, they're telling them about Jesus Christ. And the conversion rate there is extremely high. They're so appreciative that they've been set free. They're told it's Christian people, that God loves them. Christian people have made this possible. It's a wonderful, wonderful ministry that we're glad we had a part in.
We have a saying in America. It's called put up or shut up. And we don't want anybody to shut up, but I'll tell you what, there's so much to be said for, let us not sit and whine or contemplate it, but do it. That sounds to me like a do it, just do it. It's, you know, that is awesome. And the thing is, it's so comprehensive. It's a comprehensive ministry. I'm going to go ahead and read the text again. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Amazing how many broken hearts were healed. To proclaim liberty, literal, to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. They didn't know about Jesus. There's a literal meaning of that text, sight to the blind, with a literal application, figurative words, literal application regarding them understanding where their liberty comes from. To be set at liberty, those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. By the way, this is Ed White from Great Commission Resources International, GCRI.org. You're listening to the John Cash Show. Find out more at johncashministries.com. I'm David Allen Carmichael, standing in, just had to do that housekeeping. And I'm going to be putting this up on my website, a recording of this, because my daughter, who's in a foreign nation right now, working on this whole human trafficking issue, she's going to want to hear what you had to say, Ed White. So we're going to post this to our website at faithfreedoms.net. So it was a comprehensive ministry. Now what I want to do is what got me interested in what you're doing is when somebody told me about your fundraising. You said every 6 months you have a big event, and most recently you did an event where you were raising funds for a safe house for those victims of human trafficking in Nepal. Tell us about that. And we're going to have to take a break in about 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
So
well,
you'll start off and we'll come back
I'll,
after the
I'll
break.
I'll start. There's we learned about this from Christian Aid Mission in Charlottesville. Their director named Sarla had been to Nepal and had been working with this Nepali mission for about 10 years, thoroughly checked out for financial accountability and sound doctrine, and they were rescuing and providing rehabilitation for girls that had been sex trafficked into India for the most part and had run away or escaped somehow and were coming to Nepal. And when they get there, they find that nobody wants them. They're former prostitutes, and their family is ashamed. Likely their family was deceived in selling these girls because they're so poor that they thought they were sending their daughters to be housekeepers or workers or maybe even marriage. But they come back and they've been prostitutes, and the community doesn't want them, and they're just the scourge of society. But this Nepali ministry has taken them in, and they've been in rental quarters and been kicked out over and over again because nobody wants a house full of prostitutes living next to them. But they're there, and they're taking care of these girls, and they're also involved in community awareness so that the villagers understand and will not be deceived when the next sex trafficker comes looking for more girls. So we heard about this. They wanted to have permanent facilities, and it was a $40,000 phase one ministry to buy land and a building. And there are a number of ladies that volunteer for GCRI, and they wanted to make this public. And for our first time, we had a really nice event over at the Founders Inn, and it was attended by almost exactly 500 people. It's the biggest event we ever had, and we received enough funds way over the $40,000. It was actually a $62,000-$63,000 project. Money still coming in. And the next phase is to build some staff quarters as they bring more staff into the ministry. We're almost, that's another $30,000, and so we're just about there. And yet to come will be a vocational school for these girls, because obviously they need to learn another trade other than the one they were just involved in. So if anybody would like to help us with that, we're certainly...
So it's comprehensive. It's a comprehensive ministry equipping the locals to take care of themselves. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and find out more about Ed White and GCRI at GCRI.org.
It's loud and clear. Your silence has been breaking your heart like no one hears. You feel you may have fallen too far, but even if you don't know the right words to say.
John will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Packworth Reprographics is the place for all of your printing needs. From the standard graphic design services like newsletters, brochures, and letterhead to layout and design, Packworth Reprographics is a locally owned company that's been supporting my ministry for years. From banners and outdoor signs to vehicle lettering, you can trust them to do the job right the first time. You can Google them or call them, 545-7675. They deliver straight to your front door. Nobody does printing like Hackworth. Have you tried to lose weight and failed? Bought a gym membership and not go? Fitness Together Chesapeake has a proven formula to get you in tip-top shape. No gimmicks, no fad diets, but rather one-on-one personal training in a comfortable private setting. Are you serious about having an active lifestyle in those golden years? Then start now with Fitness Together Chesapeake. Call or come in for a complimentary fitness evaluation. That's 549-1103, 549-1103. Pay them now or pay a doctor later.
Your dog is part of the family, and it's time you started treating them like that. You've got to check out Dog Stuff in Virginia Beach. Show your pooch your love for them by buying them the highest quality organic food available anywhere in the area. They offer doggy daycare. It's five-star service and peace of mind when you're out of town. Trust Dog Stuff, locally owned and operated. They have the same passion for your pooch as you do. Visit their website at dogstuff.com. That's dog with two G's and stuff with two F's. Visit their store just north of 264 Freeway and Bird Neck Road in Virginia Beach.
Mention this ad and get 10% off your next purchase.
Phone lines are open. Call John now at 454-1650. That's 454-1650.
David Allen Carmichael standing in again for John Cash. Be back here tomorrow with Terry Beatley. You'll find out more about her. We're talking to Ed White of Great Commission Resources International, GCRI.org. Go there now. Thank you. And very compelling stories about intervening, raising funds to give to indigenous missions that are transforming societies effectively. It's in my opinion, as I'm hearing it. Ed, what was the next story you wanted to tell us about?
Well, the next story will be about funding a Bible training center in Vietnam. And I would like to just preface that with our ministry and the Lord's ministry has two different prongs. One, when Jesus Christ was on the earth, he healed a lot of people and took care of broken people. He rescued the people that were here. And the other part of his ministry and what he told us to do is go out and make disciples, go out and tell people about Jesus so that they can know the love of the Savior. And so this next thing about Vietnam is not about rescuing children or women. It's about persecution and persevering under persecution. We were asked to fund for $60,000 a building that had already been picked out for a training center there in the central part of Vietnam. There were other centers in other places, and I have to be careful what I say here. But when we were there, everybody I met with had been imprisoned. Everybody that I met with had known martyrs for the cause. The one that comes to my mind most vividly is a young man who was at a Bible training center in one part of Vietnam. He had been imprisoned for 7 years for his faith. He had been released 2 weeks before. And now he was back at a training center. And I said to him, through an interpreter, of course, I said to him, why are you here? Who in the world would come after being in prison for 7 years and then come right back to the same gathering that got you imprisoned in the first place? He said, God has called me to be a pastor, and I'm here to learn as much as I can about how to do a better job because I need to lead my flock. And I am so convinced that the indigenous missionary is the man that's paid the price. He has been imprisoned. He's seen his wife and children be imprisoned. We're going to do another project coming up. Our next one is going to be about India. I just got back. Everybody there had been beaten. One man had survived stoning. Another man had his house burned. He had to move to another village. It is the persecution in these lands are just horrific. And the men still come. They still say, please, can you help us fund? Can you help us build a Bible training center? And these folks have just earned it. When I hear that, I just want to pull my wallet out and say, you can have all that I have. I'm so proud of these people. And so we do these Bible training centers in various places. It would be impossible for these rice farmers in Vietnam probably to ever afford a Bible training center. In Vietnam, it was the same way. Very difficult for them to have one. But the one in Vietnam is currently working. Class after class after class are going to be trained to take the gospel to their villages, wave after wave after wave, and it only costs $60,000. That's about what it costs to send one Western family for 1 year to most any place, and they don't know the language. We don't know the culture. Christianity is perceived as being a Western religion, and this just makes the case worse. The indigenous missionary is the one who lives there, who eats the same food, he lives in the same place. And when it comes to an investment for your money for the cause of Christ, the parable of the talents tells us about that. The parable of the talents says money was given to three different people, and the master said, I want you to invest this. I'm coming back. And when he came back, the one who had invested the best, the master said, well done. Enter into my joy. And I think that we have a responsibility of investing the money that God has given to us. And with my own eyes, I have seen what a little bit of money can do. And I plead the case of the indigenous missionary who has no voice here in America. He has no mission central here in America. We are the voice of the indigenous missionary.
That's GCRI, Great Commission Resources International.org. Again, this is John Cash Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael standing in. I had Ed White, I begged him to come speak with us and tell us these things today. When you were saying that, it made me think about those principles where Jesus said, to him who has more shall be given. And to him who does not have, or at least perceives it that way, right? Holding on to what you have, even that which you have will be taken away. And the parable that you talked about, the one who was afraid to risk what they had, that they were actually punished. So it's something to think about. I appreciate you bringing up that. Was there something else that you wanted to say? You were looking at your notes. If not, I do want to, I was just about ready to go to Matthew chapter 25. And the thing that we talked about just before we came on the show was Jesus talking about what we are supposed to do as you do unto the least of these. My brethren, you're doing it unto me. James says, the book of James says, pure and undefiled religions take care of the widows and the orphans in their trouble. So what do you think about that?
Well, that gives me an opportunity. I still have a few minutes, I see. I want to talk about the rescue effort in Nicaragua.
Okay.
In Managua, the capital city, there is a garbage dump down there in which there's a community of hundreds of people. It looks like hell when you first go there. The garbage is burning. It's smoky. And the sin that is there is a horrible sin. The girls there often are encouraged to prostitute themselves to the dump truck drivers that are bringing in the garbage from the restaurant district. If they're willing to do so, they get first dibs on the garbage, and that's what they eat. There's a Christian school right in the middle of that dump that has a rescue home for boys, rescue home for girls, and yet there was need for even more rescue homes. I should say that the fathers of many of these families encourage that activity that I mentioned for their girls. It's a deplorable situation. And so we were asked to raise money for a rescue, more rescue homes for these girls. We were able to do that. It's the largest fundraiser we had, $115,000, which funded three rescue homes outside of the dump. And now we are working on a, I guess if you're from this area, you may have heard of the Triple R Ranch. It's a camp, and we're hoping to raise funds for a similar kind of camp there outside of Managua. And it's easy to get to Nicaragua. You can see it for yourself. If you want to go down there with the intent of coming back here, it's not a missionary vacation. The intent of going there is to come back and raise money so we can have a place of spiritual sanctuary for the families that want to hear more about the Lord, for the kids that have accepted the Lord or are curious, or we can get them to go somehow or another to hear about Jesus Christ. That's also in the future. Help us if this resonates in your heart.
Okay, thank you, Ed White from Great Commission Resources International. I was thinking about in America, it's hard to reach Americans because if you've ever seen, you may not have seen Rescuing Nemo. What? Finding Nemo. And you have all these gulls that are saying, mine, 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 mine. We have a mine mentality in America. And my son is actually training. He's going to be finishing up his college here shortly. But one of the things he's doing is actually this almost like personal challenge course ministry. You've got Americans trying to find themselves. They're so generally we're complacent. We're comfortable. Even the poor of us have large screen TVs and cable and all and cell phones and things like that. We're very self-gratified in America. And this is not for Ed, but this is really for our broader audience as you're listening. So I've got people that are trying to reach Americans by pushing their gratification button. While in the midst of their gratification, I want to give you a sanity check and to tell you essentially it's appointed man wants to die, then the judgment. That's something that will push you a little bit out of your comfort zone. But to give them a, just as an opportunity to convey the truth that Jesus has come to set them free from their sin and all those things that hold us captive, even those things that give us comfort. Ed White, you through Great Commission Resources International, GCRI.org, are equipping natives to meet their needs where they're vulnerable. In fact, it's their very survival that you're touching. Right. And I'm going to go ahead and just close out. I want to just say thank you, Ed White, for being here, but I'm going to address our John Cash audience as we close out in this last minute. I am just so thrilled that John Cash has invited me to stand in for him this week. I want you to consider he's in Cuba. He's living on the edge. There's things that he's doing. He's living a life of discomfort. Jesus lived a life of discomfort. He was a vagabond. He was homeless. He had nowhere to lay his head. The Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Are we really willing to follow him as Lord of our life? Check out GCRI at GCRI.org, JohnCashMinistries.com, and FaithFreedoms.org.